Margie, talk about some of the factors that went into your decision to actually come.
One thing that we look at, we want to make sure that there's enough people that need our help that makes the trip worthwhile, because it's expensive. It goes into the thousands of dollars to come to a site, and we've always been lucky. We've had a good turnout. The one exception was when we went down to Moore, Oklahoma. We only had 10 people show up, and I think part of that is the case. Sometimes with tornadoes, it just obliterates. The photos are gone. So when we started considering a site, there was also Washington with the mudslide, and there was Colorado, and then there was Pensacola, Florida. We had plans set in motion to go to Washington, but they got to the site so soon, they cleaned those photos, they washed them, that really there was no damage done, and there was never any need for us to come in, so also was out. Colorado, we just didn't have quite the interest. So once we started calling around to different places in Pensacola, we noticed there was a need. There was a huge area that had been hit. So it was from that point on that we decided we wanted to go to Pensacola.
Let's talk a little bit about the actual event now. It's on September 26th and 27th, so you'll be here for 2 days so that you can see a good number of individuals who need your help. What are some of the things that residents need to know before bringing in their photos?
The one thing that they need to do is make sure that their photos are dry. I'm not saying we won't take it, but the problem is if your photos are wet, you're running the risk that mold's developing in it, and that can be a real issue. When we were in Biloxi, Mississippi, the entire crew came down, a lot of them, with sinus infections. So dry is a good thing. The other thing is, if it is in a frame with the glass, remove the photo. But sometimes when the photo is not removed, shortly after it's been flooded, it will stick to the glass. In that case, go ahead and bring it in, glass, frame, and all. We have cameras on copy stands. We will shoot it, and we will also have a polarized filter, which will cut the glare. It may not be as good a restore as it would have been had it not been under glass, but mainly if you can take it out of glass, do it. If not, we'll still accept it.
Now, you say there is no need to pre-register and that there is a limit. At least you've set a number, a target number, for about 25 photos.
Yes, that's correct. And it's not exactly set in stone. The reason we put that limit is if we end up with a huge turnout, we want to be able to handle as many families as we can. If a person runs over and say it's like 28 or it goes to 30, we're not going to say, nope, sorry, you got to do 25. We will let it run over. Also, if we would have a real slow day, we might even consider doing the first 25 and later doing the others, with the idea in mind that it depends what kind of turnout we have. The other thing that we have to consider is our sponsor, which is Dig My Pics. He pays for the printing and he pays for the shipping. So we try to keep cost in mind, not to hurt him on his end. But there is a little bit of flexibility on that 25.
What's the process? So individuals will bring their photos in. You will make digital copies on site. And then what's next?
What takes place is they lay their photos out. The volunteer will assess whether they can be restored or not, and then they will start measuring the photos, and we kind of group them in by size. So the 8x10s are together, the 5x7s, and once that is done and the person has signed a permission sheet allowing us to do this and also giving us contact information, so when we get done, we can call them and tell them that we're about ready to send it off to print. Once we get everything together, they will take the photos over to the person running the copy stand, and each of the photos will have a shot taken of them. And then when it's done, they will take the pictures back to the owner, and then we'll review to be sure that everything on the camera is okay, ready to go. That will later be uploaded to a secure website. Once it goes through all those steps and comes back, it goes through quality control to make sure that the size is correct of what we have it listed, that it's in the right color space. And then when it's ready to go out to print, one of our volunteers will call and let the family know to expect to see their photos.
Well, Margie, I thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you later this month.
Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you, and I hope a lot of people turn out.
Margie Hayes is president of Operation Photo Rescue, which is coming to Pensacola. They will be on site at Covenant Hospice on Palafox Street on Friday and Saturday, September 26th and 27th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.